The city of New Orleans is activating its citywide freeze plan overnight tonight. Temperatures will drop, and factoring in wind chill, will remain below the threshold of 35 degrees this evening through Wednesday morning. National Weather Service predicts the coldest period to be early Wednesday with feels-like temperatures in the high 20s. Residents and visitors are encouraged to take precautions to protect people, pets, and plants during cold weather. The freeze plan will be in effect to provide temporary shelter for homeless residents. The public is asked to call the New Orleans Police Department non-emergency number 504-821-2222 to report someone in need of shelter. Individuals needing shelter will be accepted free of charge at 7 city shelter locations. The Sewage and Water Board of New Orleans will vote tomorrow morning on a spending budget for next year. As Travis Lux reports, it includes hundreds of millions of dollars in infrastructure spending.
The Sewage and Water Board oversees sewer, water, and much of the drainage for New Orleans. Its board of directors will vote on two separate budgets at the meeting. The first budget is an operating budget, money for day-to-day stuff, about $300 million. The second budget is for capital expenses, like big construction projects. The Sewage and Water Board wants to spend $325 million on capital expenses next year, and that is almost twice what it spent in 2019. Most of that money comes from FEMA and will go toward repairing infrastructure damaged by Hurricane Katrina. There's also several million dollars for lead pipe replacement and green infrastructure projects. The meeting begins at 9 a.m. In New Orleans, I'm Travis Lux.
DOTD lays out plans for increased safety measures at a ceremony honoring Johnny Cole, an employee killed on the job when he was struck by an 18-wheeler this summer. DOTD spokesperson Rodney Mallett says they will implement a spotter for two-person crews.
See if these vehicles, especially with the growth of inattentive drivers, to make sure that they are not drifting and are paying attention.
Mallett says they will also implement brighter LED lighting for arrows and vehicle strobes. The head of the Louisiana National Guard announced his retirement Monday, capping 37 years of military service. Paul Braun reports.
Major General Glenn Curtis will step down in an official ceremony on January 10th. Curtis was given the top job by Bobby Jindal in 2011. Governor John Bel Edwards reappointed him when he took office in 2016. In a press conference announcing the retirement, Governor Edwards said Curtis and the more than 11,000 guardsmen under his command saved countless lives through unprecedented flooding events in 2016.
He was there every single step of the way with steadfast, sterling leadership.
Curtis will be replaced by his current number two, Brigadier General Keith Waddell. The 25-year veteran of the Louisiana National Guard commanded an engineering battalion during Operation Iraqi Freedom and is a trusted advisor of both Edwards and Curtis. The retirement marks the first change to the governor's cabinet since Edwards won re-election last month. In Baton Rouge, I'm Paul Braun.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees is the NFL's new all-time touchdown passing leader. Brees surpassed Peyton Manning's mark of 539 touchdown passes by tossing four TDs in a 34-7 win over the Colts. Brees says it was special to do it on a night when the franchise honored the 2009 Super Bowl team.
Monday Night Football, playing the Colts, right? The team that, you know, we won the Super Bowl against 10 years ago. So the whole Super Bowl 44 team is back for the 10th anniversary. And now, you know, that record in the balance as well.
Brees now has 541 touchdown passes.